worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 16, beginning at verse 6. Again, Acts chapter 16, starting at verse 6. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Therefore, sailing from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were staying in that city for some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside, where prayer was customarily made, and we sat down and spoke to the women who met there. Now, a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshiped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." So she persuaded us. Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. The girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaimed to us the way of salvation." And she did this for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. But when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe." Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet to the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. Verses 6 through 34, Acts chapter 16. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful wisdom, the counsel, the guidance, and the insight that we receive as we read and study and meditate on your word. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful examples you give us of believers who loved you, who trusted you, who followed you, who obeyed you. We think of Paul, St. Paul, the missionary, and many others who understood that we're called to live a missionary lifestyle and live with a missionary mindset. Anoint us all afresh with such a mindset so that we're prepared every day to be believers who are prepared to be sent wherever you send us, to go forth to do what you call us to do, and to be vessels through which your Spirit can reach to accomplish your perfect will each and every day. Help us to live continually with available lives, available, fully available to your Spirit and your Word. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we're so thankful that in your great kindness, before the foundation of the world, you set your affection on us. What an awesome thought, Father. We thank you for that. We're not grateful enough, but we are grateful, Father, for that. Paul says, you blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. God, what a kindness to sinful people like us. We rejoice in that today, Father. We're thankful for that. Give us strength and courage to tell a world all about you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We continue to remind you that a special project that AFA has initiated called By Design, and By Design's mission is to educate and encourage people to embrace God's design for marriage and family as the fundamental building block for all human civilization. We want to do that by providing solid biblical articles and podcasts, and also by having challenges that will allow us, as well as our listeners, to be doers and not just hearers of God's word. By Design monthly challenges are ways for married couples and their families to engage and grow closer together as a couple as they walk with Christ. For this month, the challenge is the Covenant Challenge. We're asking married couples to go to afa.net/bydesign, where they'll see a document to read and sign as a symbol of reaffirming their commitment to fight and uphold God's covenantal design for marriage. For more information on this challenge and upcoming challenges, go to afa.net/bydesign. Again, that's afa.net/bydesign. Hope that you'll get involved. We are honored and blessed to have with us in studio today Becky Buell. She's the Director of Mobilization with the Ministry of Global Outreach. Becky, how are you today?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. There go our chorus of animals. They're excited to hear that you're here. We had the privilege of having someone from Global Outreach a few weeks ago, and we're grateful to have you as well. So
thanks for having me.
As we start, would you take a few moments to tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself, and then we want to get into talking about the mission and work of Global Outreach.
Absolutely. So, yeah, again, my name is Becky Buell. I have been working with Global Outreach since the beginning of 2019, but we have been connected to Global Outreach since 2011, when my sister's family became missionaries through Global Outreach and went to serve in Soto, Ethiopia. My husband and I are from the Seattle, Washington area, and we had been married about a year when we went to go visit my sister in Uganda. They had moved from Ethiopia to Uganda by that point in time, and I still had in my heart and mind, hey, maybe we'll go serve here alongside them one day. Mm-hmm. My husband didn't have that same vision, but we went on this trip, and God did something completely different than what I had in mind or what my husband had in mind, and through our experiences there in Uganda and talking with my sister's family and other missionaries, God did work in our hearts to say, hey, what is our part in what God is doing in the nations? And continued to ask ourselves that as we came home and we got connected to Global Outreach, started working with them from Washington. And in 2018, we were invited down. My husband was invited down to work for Global. And so we made a cross-country move to be a part of this ministry, and I had done missions in my earlier single life and very much had on my heart, here I am, Lord, send me. I don't think when I prayed those prayers earlier in my life that I would have imagined being sent to Tupelo, Mississippi, but this is actually where we were sent, I believe, and now I am working with Global Outreach as well and honored to be a part of the ministry and the work that Global is doing.
That's good. That's good. Well, now, when you and your husband went to visit your sister in Ethiopia, you said?
We went to visit them once they were in Uganda. They had started in Ethiopia and they moved to Uganda. They were in Jinja, Uganda, and we went to visit them, I believe, in 2016.
Okay. Well, when you went, were you all involved in missions at that time?
We were not. My husband was working for an ad agency, helping with fundraising for nonprofits around the country, and he'd been doing that for maybe 18 years. I was at the time in grad school pursuing a seminary degree and working an office job during that time. And so we were working our day-to-day lives and newly married, and that was what we were doing at the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so the mission trip itself was the tool the Lord used to really redirect both your hearts then. Would you say that?
I would say that, and really significantly on that trip, we took a little getaway for a couple days, just ourselves, and ended up at a retreat that we were just there staying, but it was a prayer and healing retreat center, as it turns out, and we had a nice stay for a couple nights. And as we were paying our final bill and heading out, the owner of the retreat center started sharing her testimony. And as she was sharing some of her story, my husband and I were looking at each other, and some tears started to come down my face because some of the things she was saying were hitting the mark in my heart, and I knew for my husband as well. In terms of ways she had encountered God as a father. And they were things that we had wrestled with in our marriage in terms of living in God's grace and not striving. And so as she shared her testimony, we were both really struck that God was doing something in that moment. She came over and placed her hands on my head and prayed over me. And then she did the same for my husband. And through that experience, I would say God worked through her testimony and her prayers. And for both my husband and I, we look at that moment as the moment that the key turned in our hearts. And we didn't know what that meant. We definitely didn't know what that meant at the time, but we walked away from that experience saying something shifted right there for us.
You know, in listening to what you're sharing, Becky, part of what it appears that you're speaking of is it was a moment of where you were kind of resubmitting your hearts and your lives to the Lord with an kind of open hands, just, Lord, whatever you want. And, you know, that's so important for all of us because in all of life, the most important thing is God and our relationship to Him. Yet we live in a world full of people who are living their lives, they're doing what they do, they work, they buy homes, they have children, they live their lives. But, you know, the Word of God clearly tells us, seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Yet for many people, again, their goals are, well, I'm just kind of seeking my own dream and I want happiness, I want life, I want to be fulfilled, I want to do what I want to do. But, you know, life is not, the purpose of life is not to fulfill our dreams, it's to fulfill God's dreams, and how important that is. Father, thank you, Lord, for Becky and her husband. Thank you for how that you've guided them and placed them in this important ministry called Global Outreach, this mission sending organization. And thank you, Father, for every single believer that's listening today as well. Lord, speak to every listener. Help them to have ears to hear and eyes to see what you'd have them to hear and to see. Help them to recognize, Lord, that you have a work and a will and a design for every one of our lives. You have a calling upon each of our lives. Our job is to be listening to your word and your spirit and doing what you call us to do. Help us to answer that call. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Becky Buell with Global Outreach. We'll be right back.
Find a way out, yeah. Play into my weakness.
Music of Toby Mac with It's You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio, where our in-studio guest today is Becky Buell. She's the Director of Mobilization with Global Outreach. And Becky, as we begin this segment, I'm going to ask specifically if you will pray for listeners to really have ears to hear whatever the Lord is sharing and saying to them through the broadcast today.
Absolutely. I'd be honored. Father, I do pray right now for each person listening to this broadcast. I thank you, God, for how many ways you speak all around us. And Lord, how you can use one thing in so many different ways. So God, I pray just for receptivity in hearts and minds to hear you, God. To hear what your spirit is whispering, to hear what your spirit is prompting, and Lord, to have a new awakening of your goodness and your kindness in how you speak, how you invite us into participation in your work in the world in so many ways. And God, that you see us as your children. So I pray for the listeners that they would feel seen by you right now. And God, that they would have ears to hear and hearts to hear your kind and good word to them, inviting them into relationship with you in their lives. And pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Becky. You know, something that comes to mind before we kind of go further is that It's sometimes comical how often you hear people who maybe are missionaries or someone who's in some capacity has said yes to what that which God is calling them to do, whereas they remember a time in their life where they once thought to themselves, well, I don't want to tell God I'll do whatever he wants because he's going to ruin my life, you know?
Right.
And they don't really realize in the true sense of the word, life is ruined until you come to know what God is calling you to do. It's already ruined without God. So the best thing we can do is to say yes to God and to walk out that calling on our lives. That's so
Amen.
Important. Well, would you tell our listeners a little bit more about the mission and ministry of Global Outreach? Now, to begin with, would you say that, would it be accurate to say Global Outreach is a mission-sending organization?
Yes, and we call ourselves a mission agency or a missionary organization, mm-hmm. a little bit semantics. As an organization, we do come alongside missionaries around the world. We really believe the church is the sender, and so that's the yes and. We see the church as the sender, and our desire as an organization is to come alongside missionaries and their sending churches to help them to accomplish what God is calling them to do. And so in that way, we offer maybe what we would call specialty services, things that are very unique to missionary life, cross-cultural service, overseas service. Global Outreach comes alongside as a partner to mm-hmm. the church and to the missionary to help provide the support that missionaries need to really thrive in mm-hmm. the calling that they have. And so we serve about 240 missionaries in 48 countries around the world, doing all kinds of service for the kingdom, and really believe that God is at work in kind of all sectors of work. And so we have missionaries doing all kinds of things around the world.
Okay. Well, you know, you referred to as you come alongside the church to help send them. And, you know, something, and I'm just sharing a personal perspective and opinion. I believe it to be correct, but I'm of the opinion that the church world should throw the term parachurch organization out the window. I don't believe there is such a thing, that in reality, believers are the church. And so when we're involved in a given ministry, we're basically a part or an extension of the church. And so it's the church doing the work of the church. And of course, obviously, we're definitely called to work alongside and along with and inside the local churches as well. But the I don't like the term. Parachurch sounds like parasite, you know, kind of like, well, we're kind of pulling away what should be going. We're all the church. God's people are the church all over the world, and we're all one big family in Christ Jesus. So, well, would you share more specifically, what are some of the things that Global Outreach does to help facilitate missionaries in what they're called to do? What would be some of those specific things?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our desires of the area I work in is mobilization. So I am working with missionaries on the very front end of our process in terms of either new missionaries that are launching to the field, preparing to launch to the field, or missionaries who have already been on the field and are looking to change partnership with the organization they're working with.
I'm going to jump in one quick moment. I'm going to ask you to define some of the terms, because some of the terms you're using, people might think launch and field and what exactly. So you're speaking of people who've decided that they're called to the mission field. And if you'll just kind of share a little further from there.
Yes. So people who have decided they're called to the mission field and believe they know where they would like to go, what kind of work they would like to do, and are within a certain time frame of knowing when they would like to do that is usually when we're starting to have conversations with people. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when my sister's family were preparing, they wanted to go to Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. They knew they were within about a year of wanting to be able to go. And so in that period of time, they were making a lot of preparations, a lot of physical preparations with selling their house and dealing with their belongings. And
So missionaries have to sell their houses to become missionaries then?
They don't have to, but many do.
Oftentimes, a part of what happens,
Oftentimes they do. So a lot of really, really big practical decisions in terms of belongings and things that anchor you to a place in this country. A lot of spiritual preparation, a lot of emotional preparation and relational preparation in terms of saying goodbye to communities that you've been a part of.
Do you know the, kind of the back story about how they arrived at feeling called specifically to Ethiopia?
Well, we probably don't have time. It was a very long journey for them. They had talked about doing mission work for about 10 years. And my brother-in-law is a physician, so he had been in med school and then residency and then post-residency working. So they had had a long career trajectory of preparation. And throughout those 10 years, the conversations of where and how and should we go or should we send others were all questions that they wrestled with. So it was a long 10-year conversation that finally led them to a fit in terms of a hospital that had a need and a role that my brother-in-law could serve in and a place that they felt was on their heart to be able to go and be a part of that community. So we see that often with a lot of missionaries that we talk about, this has been a long, long process for them, even before we start having conversations with them. But often it's not a straight line, but it's been a very curvy path of having an awareness of a calling or something that's on their heart, and then really seeking and searching that out over time and through conversations and relationships and investigation to see, is this where God is calling us?
And so he's a medical doctor.
He is.
And so he's not an evangelist, but he's a medical doctor. So, but he felt called to be a missionary doctor initially in Ethiopia and then moved, you said, to Uganda then.
Yes. And I would say that that is what we see in a lot of our missionaries. Some of our missionaries are church planters and pastors, people who do discipleship directly. But my brother-in-law is a discipler and he is a teacher, and he has used all of his skills as a physician to create those relationships and to use those opportunities to share God's love, to share hope with his patients. And he's a good example of what many of our global outreach missionaries are doing and using their particular skill sets in an area to then also bring hope and healing mm-hmm. of Jesus to mm-hmm. those places.
Well, you know, Becky, I want to ask if you'll specifically take time to pray for listeners in this regard. You know, a big part of our life as disciples of Christ is listening. Listening to the Word of God, listening to the Spirit of God, having discernment to know what God is saying, what He's not saying, to be able to discern His voice from other voices in the world. Would you pray for listeners to really have ears to hear and discern God's call on their lives, His call and His callings, plural, on their lives as well as a life and a lifestyle?
I want to be happy too. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you listen to us. I thank you that when we pray, you hear us.
Thank you, Lord.
And God, that is such a precious, precious gift that you extend to us, that you have made yourself available to hear our prayers. And God, you have made us in your image. So, Lord, I pray that as image bearers, God, we too, I pray this for myself. God, I pray I would listen and that I would listen like you do. God, I pray for those that are listening to this program, Lord, that you would, even now, by the power of your Holy Spirit, tune us like an instrument, God, that you would tune us to be more in alignment with you, with your Spirit. And God, to allow your goodness to activate every part of us, God,
yes,
the gifts you've given us, the skills you've given us. Lord, none of them are wasted. God, you are able to use every part of our personalities,
yes,
our experiences,
Lord,
good or bad. And you can use those for your glory.
Thank you.
So I pray, God, that you would bring us into alignment with you. Help us to listen.
Yes,
help
Lord,
us to
Jesus.
Not be afraid.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, help us to respond to your goodness and
you, Lord,
be delighted in the ways that you choose to bring us to life and to
Thank
bring
you, Lord,
our
Jesus.
Giftings and skills to life in this world in a way that brings your light, God.
Thank you.
We thank you, and we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Becky, would you share the website if someone wants to learn more about global outreach, or maybe someone who's listening is someone who's thinking about going into the foreign mission field or maybe a home missions capacity, but if they're wanting to get in touch with you or learn more about global outreach, how can they do that?
Yes, absolutely. You can go online, globaloutreach.org, and you can check us out there, and there's a contact us option on there as well, and we'd love to hear from you.
Okay. All righty. And do you ever have people that get in touch with you and they have conversation with you, and at a certain point you just kind of determine, well, we're not sure that this person's really missionary material? Do you ever have that experience or not per se?
Well, I always like to believe that there is a next step.
Mm-hmm.
We may not be the next step,
mm-hmm.
but that's okay. Because
right.
God is not limited
mm-hmm.
in the ways that he can move people forward. So we love to have conversations with people and believe that God has a next step for them. And we love to see ways that we can fan the flame of what God has put on people's hearts to encourage them to take that next step.
Mm-hmm. So if they're not sure, but they're really thinking about it, it's okay for them to get in touch with you and begin to have conversations then.
Absolutely. And we do talk to people all the way along this continuum of readiness.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoy those conversations because we can talk about, hey, what would be a good next step at this point in time, and come alongside as conversation partners and encouragers and friends in this process.
Mm-hmm. And also, I would think, too, there are many people who may not be called to the mission field, but God clearly is calling them to give financially as well as give their prayer support heavily to the work of global outreach, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. This is all about the body of Christ. And
mm-hmm.
so many members doing all kinds of different things, and none of us could do it without the others. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that God calls people to participate in all kinds of ways in the work that he's doing through Global Outreach and other works around the world.
That's right. And it's so important for us to understand that every believer is a part of the body of Christ, and every believer has work to do.
Amen.
So there's no one, God has no bench warmers.
Amen.
No bench warmers whatsoever on the team of the body of Christ. He has work for us all to do. Sometimes it's on the front lines, and sometimes it may be in the background, but it's important work. Father, thank you, Lord, for every single listener. Stir every listener to recognize, Lord, you have important work you're calling each and every one of us to, that you don't ever send us on busy work, but everything you call us to do has eternal value as we simply hear you and obey you. Help us more and more to have ears to hear, eyes to see, and that we would be wide open to what you're calling us to. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Becky Buell with the Ministry of Global Outreach. We'll be right back. Phillips, Craig, and Dean with the Revelation Song. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Becky Buell with the Ministry of Global Outreach. Becky, would you share with our listeners one more time, if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about Global Outreach, how they can do that?
Absolutely. Our website is globaloutreach.org. You can find a Contact Us button there. You also can reach out to me. My email is bbuell at globaloutreach.org, and I'd be so happy to hear from you.
Okay, then. What is the full name of the ministry? Is it simply Global Outreach? Then?
Global Outreach International.
International, okay, then. So I guess the initial GO, that's a good one for a mission sending organization, huh?
It really is.
Oh, okay.
It really
All
is.
All right. All right. Well, you know, Becky, I'm going to just mention this. You know, something that you alluded to a few moments ago, everyone may not either feel called to the foreign mission field or may be called, but all of us, of course, are called to be involved in the work of the building of God's kingdom. You know, I think of this, that, you know, the Great Commission tells us, go into all the world and make disciples. Part of what that means is all of us are to be involved in the work of the spread of the gospel, which includes getting and carrying gospel tracts with you sometime. One of our fellow staff members this morning was talking about giving out gospel tracts. Well, you know, too often people that say they love Jesus will say, well, that's just not me, or I'm shy, and it's important for us to know that this is not about us. It's about doing the work God has called us as a church to. So carrying gospel tracts, giving them out in strategic places, that's about. And, of course, that has to do with listening to God as you go throughout your day, being prepared to tell our testimony, share our testimony with people at strategic times, and also sharing with people how God has answered our prayer, sometimes asking people, how can I pray for you? All kinds of ways we can be witnesses and be ambassadors for the kingdom of God. Any thoughts that come to your mind about that that you want to share?
I just very much agree. I think I'm challenged by that myself as I listen to you, and in agreement completely. And it makes me think of what you brought up earlier about listening, because I think a lot of this has to do with listening to the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. and slowing ourselves down enough to see other people and entering into opportunities to listen well mm-hmm. to other people, and in listening to be able to minister hope and healing and truth into the day-to-day. And I think we need to see people in the day-to-day, in the realities of their everyday life, and be willing to be present in those moments. And I believe Jesus was doing that all the time. Mm-hmm. He saw the person sitting by the side of the road, or he saw the man up in the tree. He noticed.
People were not invisible to Jesus.
They were not invisible to him. And he took note of what their circumstance was. And we have those opportunities around us every day. I miss a lot of them.
Well, and you know, you touch on something so important too, is that everybody matters. Yeah. Everybody's important. Yet we live in a world where in some settings, some people are clearly pushed to the wayside. They're considered not important, not significant. We live in a world where even, for example, sadly, we live in a world where people feel like, well, it's okay to discard unborn babies because they're not important, or people that of a certain income level. It's so important to understand the Bible tells us God is love. He's not just a loving God. He is love.
Yes.
And as we follow God, we will represent him, because more and more as we grow, our heart becomes more like his heart.
Absolutely.
And you touch on something so beautiful and powerful too. You were talking about the Holy Spirit. And you know, something that I would challenge every listener to do too is go through the Word of God and look at all the names of the Holy Spirit. Every name is extremely informative about his work in our lives. You know, like the Holy Spirit, he's the hand of God. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the river. He's a river. He's a fire. All of those are important, and each one has a message for us to grasp about how the Holy Spirit wants to work in our lives. But if we use one of those terms to look at for just a moment, the fact that the Holy Spirit, he is a river. Well, he's a river, and God calls us to dive into that river and just flow with that river, because he'll take us where we need to go if we just learn to flow with him. And the fact is, on any given day, he'll take us in all kinds of ways and places, but our job is just to follow him, to listen and to follow. And the beauty is he always takes us to the right places if we'll submit, as opposed to me deciding, well, I'm gonna get out of this river. I want to do something else. But he's a river, and the beauty is that God knows what needs to be done. He knows what he wants each of us to do on a given day. And if we just flow with his Holy Spirit, we're going to be where we need to be, and we'll be useful.
Amen.
We won't be idle, you know. So.
Amen. I think I realized a little while ago I had an internal recoil when I would hear the word surrender or obedience. And I thought about that, and I thought, I wonder why I have that. And it feels like a more recent revelation of surrender is really surrender to the goodness of God. And understanding God's great love is a challenge to, I think, all of us. But like you said earlier, surrendering to him and to his plans is surrendering to goodness, and allowing him to carry us forward is life. And I can fight against that, but it is most exciting when we let him take us and move us forward and enter into that river with him.
That is so true, so true. And it's again, we were made to do the will of God. That's our design. That's that's what will really fulfill us, carrying out what he's called us to do. Whereas as much as we think we know what we want to do, we really don't. We really, really don't. You know, I think of the message of that great theologian, Dr. Seuss, and the story, you know, of course, the story of Green Eggs and Ham, an interesting story. The guy just chases and chases, Sam I Am chases and chases the fella until he, you know, trying to convince him to eat green eggs and ham. And when he finally gives in, he finally decided, I'll eat them to get rid of Sam I Am. And when he tastes them, he realized, man, I like these. And that's a beautiful example of the way the gospel is for people. When people finally surrender to Jesus, they come to realize, Jesus is what I've been looking for my whole life. And it's like something inside of them screams out, this is it. Yes. This is what I've been looking for all my life. How important it is that we're about God's business, helping people to find out what life is all about. It's knowing Jesus and following him as well.
Amen.
So would you pray for the church to grow in our understanding of the fact that we have the greatest message in the world that we're to carry to the world? Would you pray for that, please?
Lord, I thank you that you are good news.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, I repent of not recognizing that at times. God, I pray that you would open our spiritual eyes and our heart, open the eyes of the church, of your people, God, to the goodness that you are extending to us, that you have accomplished for us in Christ because you love us. And God, help us to receive what you are offering to us in abundance at every moment. God, I pray that you would open all the doors and windows of our spiritual understanding, that your Holy Spirit could flow freely into our lives, and God, that we would be delighted to enter into the ways you are working, God, and to recognize the ways that your Spirit is always at work. Lord, whether we choose to enter into that or not, God, you are always at work. And so I pray, Father, that you would help us to see those opportunities in the minute by minute, Lord, to join you in what you are doing and to experience the delight of the life that you bring and that you invite us into, and that you are longing to bring others into as well. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Father, I do thank you for every listener. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of wisdom, that we would grow in our understanding of the need for us to be wise enough to fill our hearts and our lives with your word and your spirit every single day. Thank you for the chance to do that. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You know, Becky, before we end our time, something I think of too, and we touched on a few moments ago, it's so good for us to know that, you know, the Holy Spirit is, he's our divine tutor. He's so many things for us, but he's all about ministry. And he's about ministry all the time, 24 hours a day. And as we submit and listen to him, every place becomes a place of ministry where we go. I'm reminded of how that Jacob, when he was fleeing his home after having deceived his brother, and his brother was considering trying to murder him, well, he heads away. Well, he stops in a place that originally was called Luz. And he renames it Bethel after he has a unique dream, and he comes to realize God is in this place. But, you know, when we learn to live and submit to the Holy Spirit, we find that God is in every place. Our job is just to say, well, Lord, what do you want me to do here? And he's ready to use us in every setting. So share with our listeners one more time the website if they want to get in touch with Global Outreach and learn more about whether or not they're called to the foreign mission field. Share that website again, please.
Absolutely. You can go to globaloutreach.org. You should find a contact us button there, and we would love to hear from you.
All right. Any final words you want to share with our listeners about Global Outreach at all?
I would just say we are honored to be a part of the body of Christ. We have a unique focus in cross-cultural ministry and missions, but we see how interconnected it is, how, as we talked about earlier, every part of it is not possible without other parts of the body. Mm-hmm. So there are those who give, there are those who pray, there are those who encourage, there are those who go, and there are those who gather around those who go and create a support team for them. Mm-hmm. So I would just encourage our listeners to know you are invited to be a part of this ministry in many different ways. We'd love for you to be a part of it. We appreciate your prayers, and please feel free to reach out to us as well.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, Becky. In the final few moments of our broadcast, as usual, if you're listening and you've never made that all-important step of inviting Christ to become your Lord and Savior. Today is a great day to get saved. Today is a great day to place your life in His hands. Would you simply pray this prayer with me if you'd like to commit your life to the Lord today? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me with an everlasting love. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent. I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrongs I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You said in your word, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we'd really like to hear from you. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share with you some resources, some material that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. We hope to hear from you. Becky, again, thank you so much for being with us from Global Outreach. One more time, that website for us.
Yes, it's globaloutreach.org. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, great to have you. Please pray much for the Ministry of Global Outreach and for all the 240 missionaries that they help to sponsor as well. Your prayers are much more important than you may realize. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.